Blog Talk Radio.
just take me and make me what you need me and want me to be. God, take me and use me for your glory, God. Take me and just have your way in my life, God. Teach me how to decrease so that I will give you the pleasure and the opportunity to increase in my life, God. God, I don't want to be out here on my own, God. I want to be led by you. I want to be kept by you. God, teach me how to not try to figure something out, not try to work something out, but to bring it to you, God, and wait on you even the more. God, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity to minister to your people. I thank you for everyone that's viewing in now and viewing in later in the archives that's listening in on Blog Talk Radio. God, I'm asking you to cover their families. I'm asking you to cover them. I'm asking you to cover their heart. I'm asking you to cover their homes. Whatever they're going through, God, remind them that you are their source. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it sound like. I don't care what they saying. God, teach us how to stay before you and ask you, what are you saying, God? God, if you look at most of our waistlines, we have not missed any meals, and we thank you for that, God. We thank you for your, I don't even know how to put it, but to just say, God, we thank you for your overflow. Even when we don't even see it, we thank you for your overflow. God, thank you for not letting things be the way they used to be, because of the way they were, we wouldn't be able to appreciate you and give you glory and honor for the things that you have put in our lives and in our hands right now. God, we ask you to bless our country, bless the election that's coming up, God, because we know whoever wins the White House is by your choice. But God, give us the patience, give us the heart, give us the mind to accept only what you allow. God, teach us how to just hold on to your unchanging hands. Teach us how to let go and let you be God in this whole situation. Because, God, you said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God, I know you have a plan for America. And, God, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't forget about me. Please don't forget about the body of Christ. Please don't leave us out, God. I'm going to be a little more selfish. I'm going to say, God, don't forget about me. Me and my house. But, God, we so love you. We so love you. We give it all to you. We won't take it back. Before we take it back, God, we'll add more to it. God, I'm just saying, bless my church. Bless the pastors. Bless all the ministers on this line. Bless all the ministers that's associated with Blog Talk. God, from Dr. Serena Wright to Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, Minister Margot McCord, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, God, Minister Lawrence Seabury. God, cover us, cover each and every one of us, God, for we're in your hands all day, all night. Amen. Okay, now let's get to this. Let's get to this. We're going to start off like this. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to Matthew 6:33. We're talking about favor. Let's start from verse 31, okay? It says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father, knowing that ye have need of all these things. Now, this is my foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, after I just read Matthew 31:32. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, after seeking God and his righteousness, he said all these things shall be added unto you. Now tell me that's not favor. See, I'm seeking God, and I'm seeking his righteousness in my life. I'm seeking God to keep me focused. I'm seeking God to just do for me what I need done. I'm seeking God to, as Pastor Don Phillips said, make it plain. I'm just seeking God to just do. I'm just excited today, especially after getting confirmation. I'm just seeking God because I know that everything I've asked God for, everything he gave me, I thank him for. I have learned to thank him for the things he did not give me. Y'all better get a hold of that one. That one right there. The things and the people he did not give me, because Lord knows, if we would have still been here, if he had gave us certain things and certain people, would we be in our right mind? Would we even know we were in our right mind? Would we be sitting in the place that we sit? Would we be living where we're living? Would we have the things we have? A lot of times, God protects us from ourselves. Oh, I have to take a deep breath on that. I thank God for his protection, his favor, and his protection. Now, Proverbs 3, it says, we're going to start at verse 1, and we're going to read to verse 4. Now, I just said, Matthew 6 and 33 said, all these things shall be added. Okay. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now, there goes something else about add to thee. That's favor. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablets of thine heart. So shall thou find favor. There go favor. And good understanding in the sight of God and of man. So you can find favor in the sight of God. And then once you get favor in the sight of God, you're going to have favor in the sight of man. Now, a lot of times people really don't understand that. I'll give you all a quick testimony. When my son was in high school, a gang fight broke out. And I was looking at the teachers inside the school, and I was looking at the security inside the school. You didn't say inside the school why this fight broke out. And myself and other parents were sitting out in the car waiting on our kids to get out of school. And I remember fathers sitting out there, and people was sitting there like in shock. And me, trusting God, I jumped out the car. And I run up to this guy that's about 6'4", 6'5", and I just grabbed him by both shoulders, and I said, baby, what's wrong? I said, what's wrong? Why is this going on? What can I do? What's wrong? And this young man had this look in his face. I'm talking like, you know how you look at a dog that's being violent and vicious and barking and growling like it's going to attack you? And he just looked down at me, and it was like a peace came over, and he just told his fellas, he said, let's go. And they turned around, and they began to walk away, and I was just looking at him saying, what's wrong, baby? Please tell me what's wrong. And he looked back at me like he wanted to say, she got to be more crazy than I was. Or I am. It wasn't that. What it was I trusted God to say, God, what's wrong that these guys will come up here to a school that just opened up? This was the first year. This was Urban Prep West Side, and where they had put the school at. That was the first year that they was over there, and it was kind of, people had a misunderstanding. They thought these were young black rich boys, but these were young black boys that was just like them from the projects. Some were homeless. Some just came from single homes, single parent homes. They didn't understand that they were like them, but because of the blazers and the neckties, the culture that the school was teaching them, the young men didn't understand that, or nor they wanted to conceive the understanding of that. They didn't want to get a hold to the plan that they were being taught, that excellency. Excuse me with my words, excellency, that's what they were being taught. So I said that to say this, because of God's favor, even when you don't even know you're walking in God's favor will protect you. His word said when we sleep, when we're up and I'm going in and I'm coming out. You have to know that when you walk upright before God, God's favor follows you. It's not like, you know, how we make a sandwich. We put the mayonnaise on the bread, and then we put the lettuce, tomato, the meat. No, God's favor follow you because you're walking upright before him and you're keeping his commandments. And when you seek him first, seek his kingdom, his righteousness, favor follows you. It's like a tag on your shirt. It's attached to you. The tag tells who it's made by and give you instructions of how to keep it clean and how to clean it and how to care for it. When you're walking upright before God, the tag on you are saying God's favor. I love God's favor. I love having God's favor. So with reading the scriptures, and it was 100 scriptures that the Google to give me some scriptures about God's favor, it gave me, the smallest one was 100. And I was reading them, and I said, God, your favor is so awesome. If we go back to the beginning, God gave Adam favor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gave Adam favor. Even after Adam did what he told him not to do, he still gave him favor with children. If we keep on looking, God gave Noah favor. Noah had favor in God's sight. If keep on going a little further, God had gave Moses favor. God gave Job favor. God gave favor unto, I'm just looking at my list, Esther. Mm-hmm. God gave favor unto Deborah. God gave favor unto Ruth. God gave favor unto Naomi. God gave favor unto Mary, Jesus' mother. God gave favor unto Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God gave favor unto David. God gave favor unto Joseph. I'm going to put my name in there. God gave favor unto Sylvia. Ooh. God gave favor unto my grandmother, Molly, and my grandfather, George Seabury. God gave favor unto all of their children. Minister Margo spoke on it Monday just past, the third Monday of the month. She spoke on God's favor, and I thank her for that. When I think about how I grew up, I had the scarlet fever as a kid. God gave favor that didn't have a lasting effect on me. God gave favor to my sister Cecilia that was in a bad accident, and she ended up with some serious life-threatening injuries. He gave her favor. He gave her favor when she was overseas, that our mom was able to talk to her while she was out in the field doing. I wasn't there, so she would have to give you that testimony, but I do know that when she was out in the field, my mom was able to get them to take her a phone so that she could talk to her, pray for her, and pray with her. But when you know you have favor and you have favor in your family, see, I'm born into a favor bloodline. The bloodline of the Seabury's is favor. You know how when me and Mary into the family, my family, my bloodline, the scripture comes true. Let me see, could I find that scripture for you? Give me 1 second. Let me find that scripture for you. Where is it at? Proverbs 18 and 22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So men that married into my bloodline, they changed the women's name, but they found favor. If any of my uncles were alive, they would tell you they found favor. And any women that married my uncles, they found favor because my uncles took care of home. Favor is not hard to get. You know, we know that God bless who he wants to bless. We know that God gives favor to who he wants to give favor to. But my conversation tonight with you all is when you know you have favor, you don't take that for granted. You don't just sit back and say, well, I got God's favor. You still have to walk upright before God. You still have to keep his commandments. You still have to do what God has told you to do, God has instructed you to do. And if you don't know how to do it, as my apostle always, if you lack wisdom, ask them for wisdom. Ask them how to teach you how to obtain his favor, maintain his favor. Because I had to learn that I needed to practice this ministry that Prophet Antoine talks about a lot. It's called shut up ministry, that I didn't always have to have the first word, the middle word, or the last word. But then I also, after a season, went back to God and said, God, you ain't made me no conqueror. You stop for me because I need to last. I said, God, I seem to have been shut up a little while. Then I had to learn that it wasn't what I said, it's how I said it. So I had to learn that it's okay to say certain things, but you make sure sin ain't lying at the door. You make sure that you don't do it in a sinful way. Because if you're trying to live a Christian life and you're trying to win souls, you have to be careful how you address things because you want to make sure God gets the glory out of what comes out your mouth. Because I don't want to say I have God's favor. I'm living in God's favor because of the way I live and ride, and what I have is because of God's favor. I don't want that to cause somebody to look at me and say, after what just came out your mouth? No, you want to make sure when you speak to someone, you're speaking over someone's life or into someone's life, that they are feeling the favor that God has put on you. I'm still trying to explain it a little better. Sometimes you could say something to somebody and they look at you and be like, I don't know who she's talking to, what she's talking about. I don't receive that. If you're operating in God's favor and you sought God before you spoke, they will receive what you're saying because they'll know that you're speaking what God has put in your heart. Psalms 5 and 12 says, for you bless the righteous, O Lord. You clothe him with favor as with a shield. So when you really want to just make sure that when you operate in favor, that you're operating in the spirit of God. Let God's spirit show favor to the person you're talking to. Like, I be at work, and when I go into the room where the patients are at, I come in and I say who I am and why I'm there and how long I'm going to be there. And the patients that got so that when I knock on the door and say good morning, they automatically recognize my voice. And they say, good morning, Sylvia. I was hoping you came by. And, you know, and they will say, well, I'm going for this test today. I'm going for that. Or the doctor said this, and I want to know if you'll pray with me and for me. So with that being said, that's because the favor of God is on your life, that when you talk to people, I'm not a singer, but sometimes God, I will walk in a room and I can look at a person. God will put a song in my heart, and I would begin to say, I would just say, can I sing something to you? And they would say yes. And then when I sing it, they would go into a place, and you know, and you know that there was nobody but God. That was the favor of God, because I wouldn't have thought of that song to say, or I would say, it's a song I want to sing, but this is the only part I hear, you know, and you would begin to sing it to them. And it was like this, just this week, it was a lady had a stroke, and she couldn't get her face to move. She couldn't get her face to come out of the twitch position it was in. And we began to talk, and I said to her, I said, could I just sing a song for you? And I began to sing this song, and then we began to talk, and then all of a sudden she started laughing, smiling. She said, oh, she pulled her mask off because she wanted me to see her face. She said, oh, my God, I'm smiling. I haven't been able to smile in so long. She said, you have called me. It wasn't me. It was the favor of God that God used me to say something, to sing something to her that allowed her to release and let God have his way. At the same time, I was able to share the word of God with her. You know, I thank God for his favor, because since I've been doing this, I've had people to inbox me. I've had people to text me. I didn't even have people walk up on me, and they try to say, oh, I see you're ministering to whoever will listen, or you talking about God's word to whoever will listen. It's the little way they say it, or I would like to sit down and talk to you one day, or I even have a niece that says she would like to study with me. You know, she was telling me the Bible she reads and so on and so on. My thing is with a person, if you're not trying to debate, don't call me already with a, or text me with a pre-programmed schedule, or how should I say, a segment, or you already got a plan of what you study, what you want to talk about. Don't try to call me on a position to try to surprise me, because, see, the favor of God would have me where I could talk with somebody, or I didn't talk to somebody, or I'm talking to them, and they would be able to say something to me, and I would be able to say something back to you that was just revealed to me, and say to you, the next time you want to talk, or you want to debate, or you want to, however you want to go, write it down or text me and tell me what you want to talk about. Then we could sit down and we could talk, because if you coming to me already with a pre-plan, I'm going to see it as debating, because you came prepared, and you, I guess you figured it's early in the morning or whatever. Look, let me say something. I just read to you what the word said, write it on the tablets of your heart. I'm going to always say, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to try to battle with you, because my God is not a God of confusion. He's not the author of confusion. My God is a God that has favor for his people. I serve a God that says he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. I serve a God that decides who or what he will allow. Apostle Elect always said, I accept what God allows. And that's what I'm learning how to do, accept what God allows. Because, see, God's favor, I'd rather have favor with God. I ran to you where he said, I will have favor with God and with man. So if anybody's trying to bring a different doctrine to me that doesn't go inside with the word of God, you know, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that we call it the Holy Trinity, whether you want to call it that or not, but it says the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one. And we always was taught that one thing that became three is like a Trinity, a trade, three times, however you want to look at it. But I look at having the favor of God on my life also means having the favor of God in my head, in my heart, when I talk about a new mindset. God, let me see with my eyes anew. Let me see things the way you see it. God, let me receive things the way you receive them, because I'm giving him my heart. Change my mind, God, that I don't try to figure it out. I don't go around here, how they say, assuming. I don't want an assumption. God, I want your favor on and about my whole life. No, I don't dot every I and I don't cross every T. I'm teachable. I'm forever trying to learn what it is that God has for me. Because one thing I do know, that as long as God be for me, he's more than the world against me. And all I have to do is just stay in a surrendering position. Keep my hands up. Keep my hands out so I can receive what God is doing, what God is saying. I don't have every answer. I'm not a walking encyclopedia, but I do have his word in my heart. I do have the love of God in my heart. I'm learning his word every day, putting more in my heart, because I want to keep his favor. And one thing I found out is this book right here has a lot of favor in it. From the beginning, from when he taught us in Revelation, I'm sorry, in Genesis, and all the way to Revelation, what he's teaching us. I think about the book of Jude, just one chapter. It's not even a book. It's like a love note. The fourth verse say how the wicked man snuck in unaware. Because when you have the favor of God, see, God will remind you of some things and have you to pray against those things, because he's trying to teach you how to always stay focused, always stay prepared, and always know somebody's coming after your favor. When me and Apostle Alexis Sylvia was growing up, we played volleyball, we played softball. Well, I played softball. She played basketball. I didn't play basketball because you couldn't foul me and tell me you weren't trying to hurt me. So she played basketball, I played softball. We bowled. We went to the Y. We did a lot of things growing up. We went out dancing. We did a lot of stuff. And we found out young that people always saw us as different because of the way we was raised up. And they always was trying to hold on to us or be around us because we were popular, but we didn't even know we were popular. That's the funny part. We didn't even know we were popular. As we got older, she went into the military. I started riding motorcycles. You know, so we both was in two type of armies. Figure it out for yourself. But God said every knee will bow and every tongue must confess that he is King of kings and Lord of lords, that his word will go out into all the corners of the earth. So he didn't say how he was going to send it. He said it was going to be sent. So with her going into the military and with me going into the motorcycle world, we were going to two different areas, but at the same time, we were able to live and people saw us different. And it was because of the favor that we was able to talk to people. I remember Apostle Black took pictures with Oprah Winfrey. She, you know, she has a rich friend. She, you know, all of this. But because of the people she know, because she loves me so much that she introduced me to them and they accepted me. So I don't run around and drop names and say who I know and all of that. We have some famous friends. And we're so glad that when they see us, they're happy to see us. And that blessed me so for to have a friend on that pedestal of life would see you and they remember you and they talk. That's favor. That's what the word said. Not only will you have favor with God, but with man, that he put us in places and he put us in the lives of certain people that when they see you, they don't turn their head and be like, I don't know her. And we'd be like, they act like they know. They let people know they know you. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing when you don't have to drop names because you want to seem important. Mm-mm. It's a blessing that when the people see you, they let people know you know them. Y'all don't get it. I'll be so blessed when it happened to me because it makes me smile because I said, I did something right. It was a young man my sister used to date when we were younger. And he used to come from the south side to the west side. And I told him and his mom and dad, y'all ain't got to worry about him. We got him. Ain't nothing going to happen to him. But and to this day, still call him my brother-in-law. You know, we have friends that you wouldn't even believe that they are friends. They've been in our house. We grew up together. We sat on the floor and ate salmon croquettes and biscuits and greens and chicken and fish. They came to our house. We had friends that remember that just like we do. And I'm saying all that to say that when you have favor on your life, it's all because of God. It's all because of what God is doing, what God has done, and what God is going to continue to do. I'm so happy that I was born into a family that taught me about Jesus, that brought me to the body of Christ, that brought me to the altar, that brought me to the Word of God that says, as long as you put this in your heart, as long as you read this Word and put it in your mind, as long as you sing these songs and it rings in your ears, as long as you know what to, how to pray, as long as you know what to do, you will always have favor. I remember growing up how we used to walk in places we shouldn't have been. We used to be in places we shouldn't have been. And nothing happened to us. Nobody dropped nothing in our drink. Thank God for that. Nobody tried to do nothing to one of us and or the other one. I thank God for that. Thank God we had friends that would tell us, hey, y'all need to go because this time of the night, this party should have gone on another level. Y'all don't even need to be here because y'all don't need to be here. I thank God for those kind of friends. Because that was the favor that God put on our life, that he made our friends bless us. Even the ones that thought they didn't like us, they was like our enemies. I said of God before you, he more than the world against you. I like Psalms 30 and 5. It says, for his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for a night, but joy comes the morning. I read that to you because I know that some people be like, I'm mad at God, or God may be mad at me. You know, it's okay. You can go to God and talk to him, and God will break some things down to you and talk to you. But you got to be willing to listen and accept and receive what he's saying. Minister Margot says, goodness and mercy shall follow you. She also says, your personality makes you memorable. That's the favor you're blessed with. Thank you so much. And my cousin, Evangelist Lasagna, she knows what I'm talking about with favor. When she was growing up, I would come check on them, you know, all the time. She found favor in my eyes. I would go over there and get, I didn't even have kids at this time. I would go over and get her kids and take them and hang out with them and talk to them and teach them things because people could trust me. I remember a time in my neighborhood where I stayed on Walnut Street. I may think I'm telling a story, but I'm not. I started out with five kids, told them to go home, tell their mom to put them on a white T-shirt and some blue jeans and give them a backpack. We were going to go to the store and get some lunch meat and some bread, and we was going to go downtown to a youth festival, well, a youth conference from Pastor Hammond. He was having at Navy Pier. Now, this was a long time ago where Pastor Hammond used to get a youth conferences at, what's that, high school downtown, Jones Commercial High School, and this year he did it at my Navy Pier. I started out with five kids, but before I could get on the L, I had 35 kids by myself, 35 kids. And when I was walking down the street with all of these kids from my neighborhood, these were people say they were bad kids, but they knew in order to be with me, they had to act right. People started giving me the guys in the neighborhood, the little alcoholics on the corner, the little drug addicts, whatever. They said, where are you going? I said, I'm taking these kids downtown. I want them to see outside the neighborhood. Because most of the kids had not been outside the neighborhood, not unless they was on a school trip on the yellow bus. So they didn't know how to travel. I'm talking about kids like 12 and down with me. Wouldn't listen. Half of them didn't listen to their mama, but they listened to me. Anyway, we got to the L, and the bus driver was like, well, the L clerk, whatever you want to call him, attendant said, where are you going with these children? I said, I'm trying to get downtown to Navy Pier. And I said, and the guys wanted me to use their bus pass. Then we had transfers, you know, super transfers and stuff like that. Do you know that conductor had gave me transfers that was open for the whole day for every child that was able to pay the ones that didn't have to, that couldn't get on for free? And we went, we had such a good time. And this one little boy had got out of hand, and I told everybody, get up, we was getting ready to go. But they were so angry, they told him, you better act right because we're not leaving. I used to take school buses and take the kids. And so at this time, we had a music park called Old Chicago. I'm sure some of you all remember that. We would go to Old Chicago. People would trust me with their children. Nowadays, you can't really do that. But people would trust me with their kids. And every now and then, I could get someone my age to help me chaperone these kids. Now, I'm trying to tell you all something. I was a teenager when I did this. That's how long ago it was. But I'm just showing you how favored. Nothing happened to a kid. Nobody came up missing. Nobody came up hurt. Nobody got in trouble. Because God had gave me favor with people. When they trust me with their kids, I brought their kids back like they left them. Except when I brought them back, they was tired. I would even tell the kids in the neighborhood where I knew children didn't have enough to eat, I would say, go in your house and tell your mom to give you something to put on the grill. I would send each and every one of these kids in the house to get some food, and I would put a grill up in front of my mom's house. We stayed in the 3500 block of Walnut on the west side. And when I would do that, we would end up with so much food that every kid on the block could eat. I started having guys come from off the corner, would go in the store and buy bologna, you know, chicken wings or whatever, bring it down there. They would have, I would get seasoning, and I would put the food on the grill, and we just would have a block party because God had gave me favor with people from a young age. And I wish somebody was on this video right now to be able to say they remember those things. And I'm saying all that to just say, when you have God's favor, I've been walking in God's favor all my life. Even when I was in the world, I had God's favor. I thank God for his favor. I thank God for loving me like that. I thank my Lord Jesus Christ for loving me like that. I thank him for just giving me his favor. What you said, Evangelist, he had angels around. Yeah, I thank God for that. I thank God for my angels, my favor. I thank him for it because nothing but the Lord, nothing but the Lord. When you have the favor of God on you, sometimes we have to stop and think, how did I get here? And if you come up with the right answer, it's going to say, because of God's favor. Because the Lord loved me so much that he favored me all these years. Even if you've been through some stuff, even if some stuff happened to you, God loved you so much that when his son died on the cross and shared his precious blood for us, he shared his blood for you to be able to be a walking testimony, to be a walking witness, to be a walking miracle. No matter what you've been through, no matter You better know when you got God's favor. You better know it. You better know it. You better know it. I'm telling you, I really didn't realize how God's favor has been on my life all my life till I began to speak with you all, because I'm thinking, you know how we just say, oh, I got God's favor. I ain't just got it. See, when I was young, I did things like a child. I had a childish mind. Even though I was a younger lady, I still had the young lady a childish mind. I just thought it was just me. I was good like that. But no, I had God's favor on my sister Cecilia when she was overseas. God brought her back in a sound mind, able to use her limbs, able to go to college, able that we could call her Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I'm telling you, when she's lost a lot of friends, she's been through some things. I can't give her testimony for her, but I can give confirmation for her. When she came back, even after her accident that she had, because of favor, my mom had favor on her life. Minister Margot talked about her on Monday. She didn't mention her by name, but she said she had one auntie that lived a good life. That was my mom. My mom lived to be over 50. She lived to be over 60. She lived to be over 70. She was almost 80 years old. My mom lived a great life. Me and Apostle Elect talked about it the other day. I'm asking God for the years that he gave my mom. Oh, my God. My mom was on her feet. She was still able to cook. She was still able to drive. She was still able to go shopping. Woo, that was her favorite sport, shopping. Let her see the word sale, S-A-L, and the percent sign. She was there. That was a field trip for her. And we went with her happily, willingly, and warmly. Yes, we did. But that's another story. That's favor. So when I think about favor, I'm thanking God for the favor from back there. I'm up here a little bit, but I'm thinking about favor from back there. Do y'all know I could have been in all kind of trouble if something had happened to one of them children? I never lost a kid. And God always blessed me that when I got on the L and the bus, guess what? Just start thinking about nobody was on them but us. That was nothing but God's favor. Here's my right-hand God. That was nothing but God's favor that he gave us a bus and an L cart to ourselves, and we was able to go downtown, and the kids were so happy. And some of the kids to this day, they hit me up on Facebook here and there, and I know they remember the little trips we used to go on. I had a truck with a sound system in them. I used to take them down to school. We lived down the street from Lucy Flower High School. We would go down there and listen to music and laugh and talk. I would put mud. We had a yard that did not grow no grass. I would put water in the yard, and they would go out there and just play in that mud. Yes, Minister Margot, my mom and Bill was a great woman of God. I thank my God. I thank God for my mom, because that was the first minister. That was the first missionary. That was the first believer we ever known. Me and my sister was our mom, because she taught us how to cook, but everything she did, she made sure God was included in her cooking by what the Lord had did. She taught us how to make candy. My mom, oh, my God, that woman. Everybody know they say their mom was the best. That was the best mom for you. Our mom was the best mom for us also. She's the best mom in the world also. Our mom taught us a lot. But one thing she always taught us was, don't ever forget about Jesus. Don't ever forget who your Lord and Savior is. Don't ever forget. So with that being said, I want to say to you all, thank you all for joining me tonight just to listen to me, just brag on my God, brag on my gift that God has given me, his favor, brag on confirmation that God has sent me about his favor concerning myself, my sisters, my whole family. God has put favor on us. Minister Margot, Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Apostle Elect Cecilia, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Lon Seaberry, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright, we are all related on this ministry line. And we can't do nothing but accept and walk in God's favor. I don't want anything else but God's favor. So Blog Talk, if you want to, and if you want to say anything, please speak up. Well, if I hear you say anything, I'll just stop and we can communicate. And for Facebook, if you want to say anything, please type it and I'll read it out loud. Thank God for his favor. Blog Talk, the lines are open. Thank you all for being a part of this ministry, Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E. I thank you all for supporting us. I thank you all for listening in, tuning in on our Sunday morning services with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I thank you all for coming in on Mondays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday night. This Monday night coming up will be our very own prophet, Antoine Thomas. That's who will be our speaker for this Monday. Next Friday, I will probably be your speaker again because it will be my turn. Now that's the prophet Mike wanted to do that Friday. That's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are so thankful. Minister Margot wrote, thank you for sharing your testimonies and allowing us to know favor is fair. Yes, it is. Favor is fair. The world say favor ain't fair. Favor is fair. Walk upright before God and you will get your fair favor. Evangelist LaSalle says, I pray that God will restore the virtue you poured out. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for that. Double blessing to you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Evangelist. I want to tell you all, my family, my mom's side, my dad's side is Sanders. That's who Evangelist LaSalle Allen is on my dad's side. I was born in a family that Jesus is our Lord on both sides. So when you have covering like that, the blood of Christ on both sides, that's favor. That's favor. Y'all better hear me, that's favor. Look, LaSalle Allen, she has a, I don't have my note with me. She has a prayer line. Please befriend her on Facebook or follow my postings. I try to forward when I see she have a watch party. And then you can go from there and get in touch with her. Missionary Linda Handy also has a prayer line. You all, any ministry that we're associated with, you better believe they come to you with and about the Word of God. We don't play with it. We don't play about it. We pray about it. You better hear me. We don't P-L-A-Y. We P-R-A-Y. We pray about it. We're serious about loving our Lord. And I want to thank you all. Those of you who have been texting me about talking with me about God, please don't stop. I hope you don't feel that I put you on blast. I'm just saying, if that's what you're doing, please call me, text me, however you want to do it, with the scriptures you want to talk about. That way, we can be fair to the body of Christ, okay? So, with that being said, notice this. I tell you all the time, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. I also try to remind you about our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. On tonight, I read you Matthew 31:36 that says, don't worry, because when you have the favor of God. 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Seek his righteousness. Walk upright before God, and you will obtain God's favor. Because when you have the favor of God on your life, it's nothing you can't do about it. It's nothing. accepted because you're walking in God's favor, because you're walking upright before him. Evangelist Lasanya Michelle Group, that's the name of her prayer line. She's an anointed woman of God. Also, she will tell you what thus says the Lord. She's not just living, speaking God's word, she's living it also. So I just want you all to know that when you hear us talk about God, when you hear us talk about Jesus, when you hear us talk about the Holy Spirit, we're talking about the three in one. You remember that old commercial in the old days that said, search, click, click. It was two in one. It was a breath mint. It was like a treat and a breath mint. So it's when you get the click, 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 you get the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You get salvation, salvation, and salvation. That's what you get with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, eternal life. So we want to say, we want to ask God to cover every household on tonight. For those that have to go to work, go for testing, go for surgery, whatever it is you got going on tomorrow or next week, we ask God to protect you and to provide you with your angels to minister to you. Go before God. Wait on God. Get a prayer partner, somebody that you know, pray for real. Not play with it, but pray with it. Get somebody to touch and agree with you that God will see you and meet your needs. Walk upright before him. Speak his word. Don't just speak it when you need it. Don't just walk upright when you need it. But don't be like Jehu. Don't get the oil on you. And then you go do God's will, but as soon as everything is over and done, you go back. When you get a touch from the Lord, if you get touch right, you don't want to go back. You don't want to go back. Stay before God. Even if you trip, stumble, or fall, get up, ask God for forgiveness, and then follow his instructions. If you don't know what his instructions are, let me show you his map. Let me show you his pamphlet. I'm going to show you the Bible. And I'm going to show you. I don't do like Donald Trump. I use my Bible. Okay? If that Bible don't get it for you, let me show you this other Bible that will. Ooh. And this Bible is heavy. I'm going to show you the name of it. Dates. This is my study Bible. Ooh. Apostle Elect helped me get this Bible. And I tell you, this Bible right here does what it does. So with all that being said, we're going to say goodnight and just trust in the Lord. Walk upright before him and just hold on to his unchanging hand. And you will receive your favor from God. Good night, everybody. We love you. All right, now. Bye-bye.